Hi, everyone. Welcome to the MRP Tech Podcast. This is episode 143. My name is Matt from MRPTechReviews.com. And thanks again for joining us all this week in this week's episode of the podcast. I've got a lot of great information to get to this week. One of the things that I'd like to talk to you about this week is my top five favorite Linux distributions, seemingly of choice. And I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. But before we get into that, what I want to talk about is, very briefly, we're coming off the very successful 24-hour live stream event for the family of Eric Arduini. And I just want to give a tip of the hat to the Door-to-Door Geek for all of his hard work putting together this 24-hour live stream event that started at noon on Saturday. And with very little breaks, he powered through it for 24 hours all the way to noon on Sunday. And one of the coolest things for me was to meet some of the other shows on other hosts on the network, whether I was talking with Rich or Jeff or all the other podcast hosts that came on. Marvin, I believe, was one of them. All a fantastic group of guys that came out to support. And it was really fun. I was able to chime in when I could. I was really busy on Saturday, and whenever I had service, I had the live stream on and listening, and just seems like throughout the day on Saturday and even into Sunday morning, everybody was there to show support for Eric, and it was really an inspiring thing, and I just want to thank everybody involved for pushing the GoFundMe page for his family up over the $10,000 mark, and what a cool event that was. And it was it was an honor for me to be a part of that. And anybody else who chimed in, I think they all feel the same way too. So it was a fun weekend. And also, being on vacation this week, I finally gotten to some housekeeping things. One of the things that I finally did, I finally got my Plex server back up and running. It's not that anything was wrong with it. I just had transferred everything to a hard drive that was formatted in NTFS, which when you open Plex, you can't see the files. So there is some documentation on the Plex forums that will get you where you need to be in order to do that. Very easy to do if you're running Plex in Linux. And so it was great to have my Plex server back up. And another thing, I was meant to record earlier this week, and I was trying to get taking care of some paperwork, and my Nextcloud server went down, and I couldn't figure out what the deal is with that. I tried to do NCP update, and the update wasn't working. Well, it turns out the issue was actually a hard drive, and I thought the hard drive had failed. I unplugged the hard drive, plugged it back in, no success. Did that three or four more times, gave up for a little while. Went to do a couple of things, came back, did the same thing, unplugged the drive, plugged it back in, and everything was back up and running again. Don't ask me why that happened, just one of those things, I guess. So got Nextcloud back up and running too. So it's been productive over the last few days. And what I've been wanting to do this week, I believe Thursday, April 17th, is the release day for Ubuntu 19.04. And rather than do a review before Ubuntu comes out, what I wanted to talk to you guys all about today is my top five favorite Linux distributions. And there is no particular rhyme or reason for this, these five distros. But for those of you out there who might be students or might be somebody who's maybe aggravated with Windows or Mac and looking to try something new and see how it works, this might give you an idea of where to start in Linux, where to avoid being in Linux. And if I can help somebody out that way, then hey, why not? So coming in at number five, my first pick here is where I started in Linux. And this distro will always sort of get me excited every 6 months or so about their new release. And that is Ubuntu. As you just mentioned, coming up tomorrow on the 18th, Ubuntu is releasing Ubuntu 19.04. But for those of you who are just getting started out in Linux, you might not want the the 1904 release. What I suggest is you look for the 18.04 release, and that is available in the download section at ubuntu.com. And the reason why is because 1804 is a long-term support, meaning it's supported for 5 years. And if you're looking to get started in Linux, Ubuntu is a great choice. There are other good choices out there as well. It just happens to be where I started. And Ubuntu is based off something called Debian, which has been around since the mid-90s. And really, in the past, Ubuntu has been known as something that takes Debian and makes improvements from it and then releases their own version. And whether or not that's still the same now is a little bit of an opinion for most people. Debian has improved quite a bit over the last few years. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. So number one, if you're just looking to start to get into Linux, Ubuntu is a great choice. There are many variants of it, and many people will recommend the variants as well. That's where I started. And the great thing about Ubuntu is it's very easy to install, just a few clicks, and you can have a new system up and running in just a few minutes. The downside about Ubuntu that I have found is that the software tends to be a bit dated for the most part, and things are changing a little bit with things like snap packs. But for the most part, I've always found the software for Ubuntu very dated. But that doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It just means it's more stable. And so when I started using Ubuntu, I started getting more comfortable with it. One of the things that I was looking for was more, if a faster release pace, instead of waiting 6 months or a year or 2 years in the case of a long-term support, I was looking for more bleeding edge software and really wanted the latest and greatest features in a lot of this software. So number five, bringing it in at Ubuntu. Number four is sort of the exact opposite of Ubuntu. And when I started looking around, I started becoming more familiar with Linux. I jumped around quite a bit. I went to DistroWatch and I tried many variants of Linux. And there are the possibilities are literally endless. And you can jump around and see which distros are based off Ubuntu, which distros are based off other things. And one of the things that I really always wanted to try was Arch Linux. Now, Arch Linux, like I said, is basically the opposite of Ubuntu. It's you get the latest and greatest. And the downside of that is you have to build the system yourself. It is a very lightweight, flexible Linux distribution, and their motto is keep it simple. I would say that the install is not necessarily simple for newbies to Linux. But if you've been around Linux for a while and you can kind of understand and follow documentation, then the install process is simple. It takes a lot longer than a few clicks, but you get to pick everything that you want, all the software that you want to be included, and pick your own desktop environment. So it's the latest and greatest software you can find in what they call the Arch User Repository. That's additional software that anybody can post up there as well. The thing that I didn't necessarily like about Ubuntu is that it didn't change all that much. The look and feel of Ubuntu, whether you're using the latest GNOME desktop or if you're using Unity from the past, it really didn't change a lot. The looks didn't change a lot. The themes didn't seem like they were modern theming. I sort of stepped away from it after a while. There were some issues probably back in 2011, 2012, as they were switching to Unity, and Unity started to come to its own on its own. And eventually they abandoned the Unity desktop. It became a community project. And now they're back on the GNOME desktop, which in my opinion makes Ubuntu a whole lot more usable, although I was a fan of the Unity desktop. So you basically get a bit of both worlds. You have the sort of slow-moving but constantly updated Ubuntu. And then you have the very rapid pace of Arch Linux. That's literally, you're getting updates every single day on software. And a lot of people have the misconception that Arch is unstable, but I ran Arch for 2 years and I never had an issue with my system that I couldn't fix. Every once in a while, something crazy would happen. But I eventually moved off of Arch, and we'll get to that in a little bit. Coming in at number three of my favorite Linux distributions is one that I actually haven't used in a while. And every so often, I want to come back and take a look at this. And I think I might do that this week. For those who maybe are looking to, go to college for computer science or that type of thing, a lot of colleges use this next Linux distro. And I was kind of surprised at first why they did this. If I walk into like a Best Buy or something, and I'm talking to a college student who is in the computer science field, one of the things I ask them is, are they teaching Linux in school? And a lot of times they are. And I ask them, what distro are they using in the college world? And in my case of my local college, what they use is Fedora. So Fedora is my number three of my favorite distros. And the reason for that is because if you really start using Linux, you want to get into a business setup or business mind frame. Maybe you are you want to get some certifications. You want to start working on things like Red Hat, Enterprise Linux, that type of thing. Fedora is basically Red Hat, but you don't have to pay for the support license. So Fedora has come so far since the days of when I started. I was like around Fedora 12, I think, Fedora 13, 14. And I believe they're on Fedora 30 now. Somewhere close to that. I don't know exactly what version they're on. I could tell you in just a minute. But Fedora 29, the workstation, is probably what I'm going to end up using this next week when I try it out. But any of those RPM distros that are based off of Red Hat, like CentOS for running servers, you could also use Scientific Linux, things like that. Fedora is just a great choice. Gives a lot of tools that computer science majors would love to try. It's also a more stable and up-to-date system like Arch Linux. So Fedora has always been one of my favorites, and I usually try to keep a Fedora machine running somewhere just to kind of keep my up-to-date on it, so to speak. I had Fedora running on an old Chromebook for a long time because I had an Acer C720, I believe, Chromebook back a few years ago, and Ubuntu wouldn't really work right on it, and Arch Linux didn't really work right on it. But I found that Fedora worked absolutely great on it, and I had Fedora running for a really long time. The problem was that with that Chromebook, and I absolutely loved running Linux on a Chromebook. The problem was that for some reason, every probably 2.5 to 3 months or so, the network would just drop, and I would not be able to reestablish connections. And even if I plugged in an Ethernet dongle to the Chromebook, it the networks would not connect. I couldn't connect to the internet. I couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi. I couldn't connect via Ethernet. I couldn't connect at all. So basically the Chromebook was not able to access any type of network to even make some repair. I ultimately ended up selling the Chromebook because I bought it specifically to wipe Chrome OS off and run Linux on. And I tried the Crouton way of running things, but I wanted a full blown Linux on the system. But so Fedora worked great for a while, and I had no complaints with it. It was the Chromebook and any other type of distro that I put on the Chromebook, it would do the same thing after a while. No idea why that would happen. I didn't really research it a whole lot either. But so Fedora is definitely right up there as my favorites with Ubuntu and Arch. And in the chat room, Stormwatch is saying Arch is wonderful, but it'll spank you from time to time for no reason. But it is a speed demon. And yeah, I completely agree. Arch Linux is by far the fastest Linux distro that I have ever used. And because you build it from the ground up to what you want it to be, if you put, you know, depending on the specs of your computer, you put something, you want to put a lightweight desktop, even with, I think I ran GNOME on Arch and it was still just blazingly fast. And, but yeah, every once in a while you get some weird update gone wrong or some system changes that happen. And, yeah, Arch, you know, will come back to bite you. But usually in my case, if you could, if you've got a problem, somebody else has had the same problem and they provided a solution for it. So the Arch forums were always a great place to go anytime I had a problem. All right. So moving along, 543 coming up at number two is the reason I'm putting this next distro of choice here is because as I started to sort of distro hop quite a bit over the last, 10 years now, I started to find that some Linux distros looked very old. Some Linux distros were trying new things, but they weren't really being accepted in the Linux community. And so you have this sort of butting of heads that happens where the people that have been in Linux for a really long time really wanted things to stay, you know, somewhat the same. And there was also this other side of the community that wants change and wants more modern and more eye candy and more features to be added to Linux. And so you started to see some Linux distros pop up from time to time that really kind of pushed the envelope as far as Linux distros. And so this coming in at number two is Solus. And Solus was another distro that I had been running on the Chromebook I was just talking about. And it features a very unique desktop environment that looks modern called the Budgie desktop. You can customize your desktop. It's very simple to do. And it even has what they call the Raven bar, which is on the right-hand side, which gives you access to your calendar, your volume icons, your display, what music you're playing. And it was the first distro that I really thought was really beautiful from the start. And I wanted to note this today because it seems to be built all on its own from the ground up. It's not based on Ubuntu or anything like that. But it's basically, on the website, it says it provides a curated set of tailored experiences that enable you to get the most out of your hardware. And I really agree with that because it sort of gets out of your way. The software that has been picked to go in the Solus App Store has been crafted to run the best that it possibly can on that distro. And you can get other desktops. You can get the GNOME desktop, the Mate desktop. But if you're going to try Solus, I would go right for the Budgie desktop. It's a great experience all the way around. It was really, for me, the first attempt that I saw to, other than the GNOME and KDE, to make Linux different, to make the most, the best experience that you could have all around. And I really just wanted to give a tip of a hat there to the Solus project because they do really great work. All right, and coming back here at number one now is a Linux distro that I've tried recently that I had never tried before. I believe I talked about it a little bit on the show in recent weeks. And this is what I would, in my opinion, see as the future of Linux and where Linux is headed, where Linux could be if a lot of these projects, you know, would push the limits a little bit. I want to talk about Deepin a little bit. And Deepin Linux, coming in at number one, is by far the best Linux experience that I have had when it comes to appeal. And that appeal is a big deal for a lot of people. Now, there are some concerns that I had about Deepin. And honestly, as time went on, all of my concerns about Deepin went away because I had sort of got on hold of this bias that just because Deepin is developed in China, that you need to be concerned about it. Now, from what I hear from all of the experts, from everybody that I talk to, there is absolutely no evidence of any misrepresentations in Deepin Linux, and that it is a community project. Their code is available on GitHub, and no one has found any calling home, so to speak, from Deepin Linux. Now, Deepin is probably by far the most beautiful Linux desktop that I have seen. And sort of going in with the KDE Neon type of experience, that KDE was always that really modern looking KDE Plasma. All those new KDE variants have been really appealing for me, but nothing really got to me like Deepin had. And even from the very the install process, just beautiful theming. It picked up on things that other distros don't pick up on, like that in fact I was running in a virtual machine, and should I enable the advanced features and things like that. And because my system was beefy enough, I didn't really need to worry about it, and I enabled everything, all the bells and whistles. But, you know, whether you're trying it out on actual hardware or a VM, you know, I've got a real big beef right now with a lot of distros in VirtualBox, and a lot of people probably won't agree with me on this, but if you're going to have a Linux distro download and an ISO, one of the things that I think that should be included by default is the guest editions for VirtualBox, because some Linux distros include it right off the bat, and others, when you install it in a VM in VirtualBox, you're on a small, you're it's not taking up the whole screen, so you're working on literally a quarter of your screen, and you're trying to install a Linux distribution, and after you get it installed, you have to reboot it, and then you install the guest editions, and then you reboot it again, and then you've got full screen. And I didn't have to worry about that with Deepin. And I know there's reasons for it, but you know, just being able to put it in a VM, have it come up full screen, it's a time saver for me, especially when I'm distro hopping quite a bit and trying to check out these distros. So Deepin is in my opinion, what the future of Linux should be. And just like any OS, I'm sure there are bugs that happen from time to time. And from what I have read over the last few years, Deepin has really plugged away, and those bugs seem to be few and far between now at this point in time. So one of the things that I did, because I liked the Deepin desktop so much, I recently went back to a distro that sort of got me excited about Linux way back when I was first running Ubuntu. Now, when I was running Ubuntu, I wanted to try things. I didn't know where to go next, and I really wanted to try Arch, but back then I didn't think that my Linux Kung Fu was so sort of up to par to be able to do Arch by itself. So I jumped into Monjaro first. And Monjaro I also ran for quite a long time. And I just got used to, because Monjaro is basically Arch Linux, but with an easy install, instead of having to do it yourself, all the install is automated, and you get to pick whatever desktop you want. And it's basically a point and click, and you're done, and you have got an Arch Linux setup. There are some small differences, but so Monjaro got my feet wet in Arch Linux. And over the past week, what I decided to do is I installed Monjaro again with the Deepin desktop from Deepin Linux. And I was immediately impressed with how well that Deepin desktop worked in an Arch environment, to the point where it was making me consider jumping ship again and going back to an Arch-based distro, such as Monjaro or Entergos, both of which I really enjoyed. So I don't know where I'm going to head up yet. Because I have so many different production uses on the system that I have now. I'm very hesitant to change anything. Currently running Pop! OS from System 76, and has thus far been really stable. And I've got an account for the podcast. I've got an account for my music. I've got an account for other things that I do, work, etc. And so I'm very hesitant to change anything at this point. But things are changing. And one of the things that I noticed is years ago, a lot of things used to be based off Ubuntu. And that's still the case now to some extent. But as I was browsing through DistroWatch not too long ago, I realized that many things are now changing. Instead of based off Ubuntu, many things are now being based off Debian. And so I need to give a tip of the hat to Debian Linux as well, because Debian is where a lot of this stuff comes from. Whether you're all the Ubuntu variants ultimately have come from Debian. And I've got a couple of Debian systems at school, and they are just workhorses that will keep working. I don't think I've had to really reboot my Debian systems at all. I have a couple of servers set up, and I don't think I've rebooted them at all during this school year. So that is the power of Debian. It is by far rock solid, and has not. It is even slower moving than Ubuntu. Yes, you're going to have some dated things, but if you want the most stable Linux system, I just got to give a tip of the hat to Debian too. So top five favorite Linux distros: number five, Ubuntu; number four, Arch Linux; number three, Fedora; number two, Solus; and number one, Deep In Linux. And they all have different experiences and all have what I would consider to be something different that is provided to the Linux world. And whether it's old, whether it's new, they're all definitely worth being checked out. So, all right, I'm getting ready to wrap things up here and going to conclude the show. But what I wanted to do, since we're piping the audio through Discord, I wanted to open up the mics here, see if anybody on Discord has anything that they would like to add to the show and give them an opportunity here. I know some people have been watching. So if anybody wants to chime in and say anything, I'll open the mic up for you now. All right, looks like everybody's being shy or at work and can't talk on a microphone right now. So thanks everybody who tuned in and listened live on Discord this week. We got General4XXX on there. That's his call sign, amateur radio call sign. We also got Stormwatch in the chat room. Anybody else that has popped in and listening as well. That's going to do it for this week, guys. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next time.